Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. This is Friday. This is the end of the week. But tomorrow, Saturday, we have our autumn festival at the church. And we want to just invite all of you to come. It's all free. We're going to have hot dogs and other things to eat. Free. Pony rides, games for the kids. And then in the evening, we're going to have a ventriloquist and a magician. And it's the same magician that we had last year that everybody really just loved what he did. And people gave their heart to the Lord. And it was a wonderful evening, so we brought him back. And then he's going to be ministering Sunday morning in church as well. So you would be invited to come to that. That's why we do it. We do it for the community. When the Lord sent me to the church, which was 41 years ago, he began to deal with me. He says, you know, the facilities that we're going to build here and the grounds we're going to give you, it's not just for the people in the church. It's for the people of the whole community to come and to be blessed. And so it's our honor and our privilege to be able to bless you and your children. Your children will love it, you know, with just a wonderful day. And we do take names, and we will invite you to come to church after the day, but there's not going to be any arm twisting or pressure on you. We just want you to know that you're welcome. And that's why we do that. And the reason we want to welcome you to the church is because we want to welcome you to Jesus. He is our Savior. He is the one that is going to make a way of escape for you in what is coming upon the earth to try all flesh. In fact, it says it's going to be so bad that if Jesus didn't return, there wouldn't be any flesh left. And there's all kinds of areas that we could go and pursue what that means, that there wouldn't be any flesh left. But what we know is, you think it's bad now? You think this shooting that happened out in Las Vegas is bad? It was bad. But do you think that's bad, bad? We don't even know what bad is. What if this nut over in North Korea decides to actually use a nuclear weapon and wipes out 100,000, 200,000 people? Just imagine a world in which this kind of Holocaust is unleashed. And the Bible describes that kind of a world, that there's coming a time when one-third of the waters of the world will be polluted, the oceans will be polluted, the fish will die. That's just a minor thing. If you're into weather and climate change, you don't even understand what is coming, because people refuse God. They refuse to receive him. And I don't want to be here for all that. The Bible says that for those who have put their faith, their trust, their confidence in Jesus, that they're not appointed unto that wrath that's coming. Jesus is coming for his church. How many times have I stood beside a grave, family weeping, and read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that Jesus will descend in the clouds, the trump of the archangel will blow, the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain will be changed in the twinkling of an eye, it says in 1 Corinthians 15, and we shall go to be with him, and we will go to heaven, have the marriage supper of the Lamb. 7 years will be hid away with Jesus in heaven as the earth is literally turned over to the devil and his crew and all hell breaks loose. You don't want to be here for that. You don't have to be here for that. You can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord. You say, well, how do I do that? Romans 10 says, if you will believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and if you will confess him with your mouth as your Lord and Savior, you say, well, how does all that go? Well, you do it like this. Say, Jesus, I believe with my heart. My head gets confused, but my heart, down inside, I know you're alive. And I take you today to be my Lord, my Savior. And I receive the forgiveness that you have provided for me of my sins. You took my sins and my iniquities on yourself on the cross. And your blood has washed me and made me clean. And now I speak with my mouth that you're my Lord and my Savior. It says in Romans 10, if you'll do that, you will be saved. And so, why do we have Autumn Festival? to get you to come. Come unto the presence of the Lord. And if you're not saved, you can be. If your children don't know about Jesus, they can know. And that they will be preserved from the horribleness that is to come. Romans 10 says, "For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invoking him as Lord, will be saved. But how are people to call upon him whom they have not believed in, whom they have no faith on, whom they have no reliance? And how are they to believe in him and adhere to and trust and rely on him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher?" You say, "Oh, those preachers, those television evangelists, all they're after is my money." Have you ever heard me ask on the radio for money in all the years that we have been on? No. How about TV? Maybe you catch us on TV. Ever ask for money? Not one time. Because if we will do what God has called us to do, and that is preach the everlasting gospel and Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he will supply all the finances we need. You say, "Are you sure of that?" 41 years worth of "I'm sure of that." Yes. God has blessed. And this goes on and says, "And how can men be expected to preach unless they are sent?" You got people in the pulpit that haven't been sent. Maybe their mother wanted them to be a pastor or something. They had no call in their life. They have no anointing. You got to be sent. You got to be called out of God. And it says, "As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings. How welcome is the coming of those who preach the good news of his good things." And Paul says, you know, the same gospel that is a savor of life to those who believe, is the same gospel is a savor of death to those who won't believe. See, the people that hate the gospel, the people that hate pastors, the people that hate churches, that's because they hate God. And they don't want anything to do with it, because if they acknowledge that there's a God, then they know that they have to have a Savior and they have to change, and they don't want to. Romans 1 says, when they knew there was a God, they said, "Nah, don't want him." And so the Lord turns them over with a reprobate mind. But see, wherever that gospel goes, it's the word, it's the power, it's the anointing of God, and it can break through that darkness. And that's why we have a church. That's why there have been churches down through the years. That's why a little old Assembly of God church setting up on a hill, North Missouri, with 50 faithful people, preached the gospel. And this young boy went to the altar, gave his heart, gave his life to Jesus. It was a lighthouse that saved me from total destruction. Churches, places of safety, places of meditation, places of love, where congregations can come together and love one another. It's what the word says. How will men know us? By our love one for another. I realize that been lots of hurts, lots of harm done in churches by pastors making mistakes, by congregants turning on one another, but doesn't alter the fact that Jesus' body is a wonderful thing, and that churches are there to bless and to meet needs and to cause people's lives to be better. A place where children can come and get to know the adults that are there. You know, one of the things that we've had to do, because our nation has become so corrupt morally, is we have to run background checks on people, that if they're going to be working with children, to make sure that the children can be kept safe. But churches should be the safest place on the face of the earth, where good people minister in the truth and the love of Jesus Christ. They minister that love to children that are hurting because they're coming from disrupted families. They minister to brokenhearted people who've been rejected by those that they loved and cared for. Just people in general who have made bad decisions, bad choices. That's what Fairton Christian Center is. It's a good place. A place filled with wonderful men men who've led their families, led businesses. Wonderful, wonderful people. Remember now, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. Know Jesus, know freedom.